So it just seems like this week has flown by. Yeah, I remember coming in Friday, I was thinking about the program afterwards. I hope I didn't sound as tired as I felt. Hopefully I only sounded half as tired as I felt when I was doing the program. In fact, we had visited Mount Pelier in Virginia, where it's the home of James Madison, the father of the Constitution. And I referred to it consistently in Friday's program as Monticello, which is, of course, the home of President Jefferson. I almost said Andrew Jackson. President Jefferson Thomas Jefferson, but we were in Montpelier, and we were there because we had the opportunity to go see the Leland Memorial Park, which I was mentioning on the air Friday, and I just wanted to share some a little bit more because we have some listeners that listen on Sunday nights that don't listen on Fridays, and let me just read something here that we had on Madison, I'm sorry, the Leland Madison Memorial Park. It's located at the corner of Routes 20, and which is Constitution Highway, and a little road, County Road 628, which is Clifton Road, in Orange County, Virginia, and it's just a little east of the town of Orange. It's a small roadside monument, a little park there. It's got a few picnic tables and such. And there's a raised stone. I have some pictures and such online. In fact, a video online at our Facebook page. If you go online to facebook.com/livewithpastoral, that's facebook.com/livewithpastoral, or you can go to our YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel, and you can find us on YouTube. Just go there and Google Live with Pastor Al, and that'll take you there. Or you can go to our Facebook page, and there's a link to our YouTube channel. We're just getting that up and running, trying to get previous videos switched over to this channel. And there's some pictures of the Leland Memorial Park that we visited, and I just wanted to read the inscription that's on the plaque there again. It's got a relief of John Leland. And his birth date's 1754. He died, of course, in 1841, so it's got those dates on there. It says, Elder John Leland, courageous leader of the Baptist doctrine, ardent advocate of the principles of democracy, vindicator of separation of church and state. Near this spot in 1788, Elder John Leland and James Madison, the father of the American Constitution, held a significant interview which resulted in the adoption of the Constitution by Virginia. Then Madison, a member of Congress from Orange, presented the First Amendment to the Constitution guaranteeing religious liberty, free speech, and a free press. This satisfied Leland and his Baptist followers. It's presented by Eugene Buckland Bowen, President, Berkshire County, Massachusetts Chapter, Sons of the American Revolution. And the Berkshire County, Massachusetts Chapter, the Sons of the American Revolution, had sponsored this because Leland actually originally had come out of Massachusetts. And one of the reasons that he was going to oppose the Constitution and oppose James Madison, John Leland was, is because the Baptists in Virginia were fearful that the new Constitution would not guarantee religious rights. And there's a smaller stone in front of the large plaque that states, Dedication of Leland Madison Monumental Park, Religious Freedom for All, October 4th, 1953, Orange County, J.C.'s. And, of course, on the sign that's there, it's the Goshen Baptist Association, I believe, that maintains the park right now. And this is interesting because this is where John Leland got involved in the struggle for our religious freedoms here in this country. And in reality, and people think you're exaggerating when you say that had it not been for Leland and Madison meeting near this location where the Leland Madison Park Memorial Park is, we may not have had a United States Constitution. In fact, Virginia might not have ratified it, and if Virginia had not ratified it, it's likely that the Constitution would have failed, and of course the Articles of Confederation, they were failing, And the country could have broken up into two, three, or more smaller countries, and we would not have the United States as we have it today. John Leland had made a number of statements advocating for religious freedom, and he said government should protect every man in thinking and speaking freely and see that one does not abuse another. The liberty I contend for is more than toleration. The very idea of toleration is despicable. It supposes that some have a preeminence above the rest to grant indulgence, whereas all should be equally free, Jews, Turks, pagans, and Christians. Turks, in this case, would be Muslims, and the pagans would, of course, be the atheists, the unsaved, the skeptics, the rejectors of Christianity, and of course the Jews and the Christians. And what Leland was arguing for was something that many of the other people of the day did not see a need for. If you study the early history of our country, I mean, we all know the story of the pilgrims coming and fleeing religious persecution for religious liberty to be able to worship as they felt they should. And of course, in Massachusetts, they founded a colony, which then promptly persecuted anybody who didn't worship the way they did. And that's why Rhode Island got founded, because Roger Williams was a man who became a dissenter, and he rejected the idea of the state church. He rejected the idea of infant baptism. He rejected the idea that baptism somehow saved people or washed away original sin. And he did not want to be a part of the Congregational Church, the official church of the Massachusetts colony. For that, he was banished into the wilderness, and of course, the wilderness area, which later became Rhode Island. Fortunately, Roger Williams was a friend of the Indians in that area and had accomplished several diplomatic overtures with them in the past, and he was able to survive. Well, there was another guy by the name of Dr. John Clark. He was a medical doctor, but he also shared the sentiments of Williams. And he also was banished into the wilderness. Well, they ended up founding Rhode Island. Williams traveled to England, secured a charter, and the colony of Rhode Island was established. And it was established by Baptists, and they shared these sentiments that liberty applied to all, whether you were Baptist or Congregationalist or Catholic or even Jewish or Muslim or even a non-believer. They believe everybody should be equally free. Well, here's the thing. James Madison, of course, great statesman, helped to write the Constitution, wrote many letters, Federalist Papers, helping to argue for the adoption of the Constitution by the states. And we had this problem here that Madison really thought the Constitution was good enough. Remember, there was a provision in there, no religious test for people holding public office, and he thought it was sufficient to protect the religious rights. But all of the states except Rhode Island and Pennsylvania at this time had official state churches. Rhode Island, because it was founded by Baptists, they did not believe, they rejected the idea, they did not believe in state churches. And also Pennsylvania, Quakers, of course, and they rejected also the idea of a state church. And Leland had mobilized the Baptists in Virginia to push for religious liberty in Virginia, and they were just about the only group in Virginia to support initially Thomas Jefferson's act for establishing religious freedom, as opposed to one of the great heroes of the founding fathers that we think about, Patrick Henry, who actually had a bill that he put forward to assess taxes to support teachers of the Christian religion. One of the reasons that the Baptists were against that is because this was going to fund and support the Church of England, the official church in Virginia, a church that, by the way, also in Virginia, would break up meetings of Baptists and imprison the Baptist preachers and persecuting them in that sense. Well, finally, the bill for establishing religious freedom that was put forward by Jefferson was passed in Virginia. James Madison joined the the cause and helped get this passed through the Virginia General Assembly. Well, Leland urged Madison to press the issue into the United States Constitution, perhaps as a Bill of Rights, as an amendment. Madison initially opposed the idea, so Leland, this Baptist pastor, actually ran against Madison. They were both from Orange County, and so he ran as a delegate to Virginia's convention to ratify the Constitution. And with the support of Baptists throughout the state, it soon became clear that Leland had more votes than Madison. Now, we don't hear about this. In fact, my wife and I, when we were in Mount Pelier, we were looking at some of the books. They had about 24 books on display about James Madison and the writing of the Constitution, the founding of our country. And only about two of them even mentioned John Leland, and it was mostly just in passing. But Leland was about ready to unseat Madison and lead Virginia to vote against the Constitution, which, like I said, would have probably condemn the Constitution to failure and resulted in the United States breaking up into, you know, two, three or more countries. So when Madison realized what was going on, he visited Leland's farm, which there's a cabin near where this Leland Memorial, Madison Memorial Park is in Virginia, and they spent some time talking, and they came to a gentleman's agreement that Leland would withdraw from the race and Madison would join Leland in calling for an amendment to the Constitution guaranteeing religious liberty, free speech, and a free press. And so the two men parted. Madison went on to win. Of course, Leland and the Baptists supported him and supported the new Constitution now. Madison, as a statesman rather than just a politician, as a statesman, he went forward and, of course, led Virginia in ratifying the Constitution. The Constitution was ratified by the states and adopted. And then on June 7, 1789, Madison submitted the first version of what became the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, and that's a religious freedom that we have enshrined in the United States Constitution, in the First Amendment there. And this is what they said about this. They said, is it the duty of a deist to support that which he believes to be a cheat and imposition? Is it the duty of the Jew to support the religion of Jesus Christ when he really believes that he was an impostor? Must the Papists, that means the Catholics, be forced to pay men for preaching down the supremacy of the Pope, whom they are sure is the head of the church? Government has no more to do with the religious opinions of men than it has to do with the principles of mathematics. In other words, they argued the Baptist concept of religious liberty and freedom of conscience, which came out of the persecutions that Baptists had endured down through the centuries from the first century all the way down here to the 1700s here in this country, from state churches after the Revolutionary War, and from the colonies, the colonial governments prior to the Revolutionary War, persecutions that they had endured in England and elsewhere. The early Baptists realized that for anyone to have their religious rights genuinely protected, all people's rights must be protected, including and especially religious minorities. And so these people, led initially by Roger Williams, of course, who helped found Rhode Island, later John Leland, did groundbreaking political work that pushed into the founding documents the United States of religious freedom that protects our freedoms today. And of course, this is also the reason that we have the entire Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, including the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, and I'll not go through all of them, but the various rights, basic rights that were added thanks to the advocacy and the prayer and the action of these Baptists here in the 1700s in Virginia and elsewhere in this country that stood up for religious rights when other people didn't think it was that important. We need to understand that this is something that that our country should thank John Leland and the Baptists of Virginia for, because we have a country, we have a constitution, we have a Bill of Rights because of these early advocates of Christian liberty. Well, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and I just wanted to share some of that. I touched on some of that last Friday, and I'm a little more awake tonight, I think, than I was last Friday, so I could state some of it a little more clearly, but just wanted to get that out. If you're a Baptist, that ought to be on your Baptist bucket list to go visit the Leland Memorial Park in Orange, Virginia. If you're a lover of religious freedom, if you're a lover of the Constitution, you ought to travel down Constitution Highway there in Orange County, Virginia, and check out the Leland Madison Memorial Park. If you are a student of the history of this country and of the founding fathers and the things that went together, go online and research Baptist pastor John Leland and his contributions to religious freedom and the thought thereof in this country. And then if you get the chance, go check out Leland Madison Memorial Park. And while you're there, just go, it's about 10 miles or more, I think, to the west. You come to Mount Pelier, Madison's home. And go in there, check out some of the books, and ask them if they know about the Leland Madison Memorial Park. The reason I say that is because I bought a book there while we were there. And when I was, the book was being rung up, I was talking with the lady that worked there, and she was asking about if we enjoyed our time and everything. And I said, oh, yeah. And I said, and we were just at the Leland Madison Memorial Park. And she looked at me with a curious look, and she had never heard of it. And she lived there, and she's working at, a fan of Madison or something. You know, she's working at Mount Pelier there, Madison's home. She had never heard of it. And I told her, well, it's just east of the Orange County Airport there on Constitution Highway. And she said, yeah, I'm going to have to go check that out. And I think more people need to check this out to where the people in and around Orange begin to realize that they've got a national treasure there in this little bitty park there at the corner of Clifton and Constitution Highway. So if you get a chance and you're out there, it's not right along the major interstates. You got to drive off there a little bit to get it. But Google it. You can find it. You can see pictures online. And if you get a chance and you love history, go out there and check out the Leland Madison Memorial Park in Orange, Virginia.